You know, there are two kind of text messages you get right before you go on the air. There's the standard one from my mom who says, you know, look, listening, hope you do well, you know, great show and all. And then you get one like this one right here that says, I'm listening, don't mess up. Well, let's see. I was trying to come up with a good retort to that. I think the best one I got is, guess what? You're taking me deer hunting at your place. We're not going to my place. Oh, me. Yes, I have a little bit of a cough today. Bear with me. But a great afternoon to you. My name is Roger Metz, and you're listening to a live edition of Woods and Water, South Carolina. As always, you can listen right there on your FM dial at 94.5. If that's not clear, then you can either download the free Conservative Talk 94.5 WGTK app, or you can go to the station website and click the Listen Live link on the right side of the page. I know we have a few new people utilizing both the app and the web page today, so welcome to the show, however you're listening. And I've been told I need to get this out. You can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/woodsandwatersc, on Instagram at #woodsandwatersc radio. Dave tells me we're on Twitter, but I have no clue what that address is. I don't even want to know. And the website is woodsandwatersc.com, and it actually just had a facelift thanks to Ben Lancaster down at Outdoor Underwriters, who sent me the message, I'm listening, don't mess up. He told me he was going to work on the website. I said, Ben, I said, look, nowhere in this sponsor agreement is, you know, web maintenance, writing code, tabs for podcasts, or nowhere. I said, but I'll take all the help I can get. And I do. I really appreciate it. Now I just have to get directions on how to upload the podcasts, and you'll be able to listen to any show that you've missed because you were out hiking, hunting, fishing, you know, or at some barbecue cook-off I told you about. If you want to call the show, the number is 877-235-9405. I want to extend condolences to the family and friends of Russ Castle. If you somehow haven't heard yet, Russ passed away last Saturday morning, and the Upstate lost a great man. Yeah, I can remember Russ from way back in the old WFBC rock and roll days and the Tiger Tailgate shows. And at least for the last 10 years or so, I've started my day listening to his morning show, at least part of it. I'm sure you'd agree with me that whether or not you liked what he said, you had to admire the fact he knew what he stood for and why he stood for it. He will be missed. Yes, I survived the last couple of weeks. I don't really know how I did that, but I woke up this morning worn out, but, you know, one of those just really good feelings. And I tell you, cool mornings, the leaves turning colors, sunshine, a clear blue sky. I mean, it'll do that for most anybody, I expect, not just me. I actually played in a little friendly softball game a couple weeks ago, and the soreness has almost worn off. 17 years on the bench just does not let you start things off without getting really sore. I miss playing softball. It was a fun game. We won, so that's all that matters. I'll get into what I've been doing if I have time a little bit later on the show, but in the last 2 weeks, I've gone camping. I've watched a campfire burn into ashes. I've gone hiking. I fly fished. I deer hunted. If you saw the picture I put up the other day, you'll know that I used that word hunting loosely, you know, sitting in a wrought iron chair on the back deck of the farm, sipping on a cup of hot chocolate is not the picture of a hardcore hunter. However, I did have on a camouflage jacket underneath the blanket. If you were out early Thursday morning, you know how beautiful it was, and I was just happy to be out in the fresh air. So continuing, I've been striper fishing with guide Steve, oh gosh, I'm going to mess this up, Petrikowski of Fishkey Business. I was there with PJ Perea from the National Wild Turkey Federation yesterday. I have met some outdoor greats like Ray Scott, Wade Bourne, and Jim Cassida, and been overwhelmed with contacts and ideas that somehow I'm going to work into this show down the road. I got to use the new little Ion camera that I got when I was at the FLW tour, the cup in Columbia. I got to use it the other day. And if you go to the Facebook page, you can see the first video of my first striper on a fly rod. And if you're a gear junkie and you're just interested, I was using a 9 foot, 6 weight RL Winston XTR fly rod loaded with a 250 grain, 26 foot sink tip striper line by Rio. The reel's a 6'7" weight by St. Croix, and the old venerable white Clouser minnow, tied with a little bit of a white feather in it for a larger profile, was the ticket. I had an 8 weight on board, but the fish were, you know, 2 to 3 pound range, and I didn't want to be a bully. So there, you have your fly fishing tackle segment for the year. Today on the show, we're going to be talking to a young lady from Virginia, she and her dad, whose video of her first archery deer hunt is a must see. It's a great one. It just grabs you. And Ryan Bass with Department of Natural Resources is going to be on telling us about the new shotgun sports programs for kids here in South Carolina. Really excited about that one because I love shooting a shotgun. But first, let's get to a rather full calendar of events. Today and tomorrow, you got a gun show right here in Greenville, TD Convention Center. It costs a little bit to park, depending on if you want to park next to it or park down the road and walk in. Today and tomorrow, Saturday 9 to 5. Sunday, I think it's about the same. Might be a little later opening. I kind of cut my page off here, so I don't have the hours for Sunday. And while you're right there, you can go to the Greenville Downtown Airport. The Wings of Freedom Tour is here, and they actually have a B-17, a B-24, and a P-51. Now, I take that for granted because I didn't go down there. I'm just reading what they had released in a press briefing. But come out. You can tour them. And you can even go flying. If you got, I think it's $2,800, you can go for a 30-minute ride in a P-51 Mustang, that's on my bucket list. That movie was on the other night. Jack Nicholson and the other guy, I can't remember his name. They were driving those muscle cars, and I was like, yeah, that's me, but I want to be in a P-51 Mustang. So one of these days, maybe, after 2 college educations, weddings, all that stuff. I missed this one the other day, and I'm sorry. There's a trapping fish and small game class with Alex Garcia. That's down at, it's at the Haygood Mill, which is in Pickens, and the registration deadline is today. I'm sorry I did not get to this last week, but it's a great class for bushland skills. The Wilderness Survival returns to Haygood. Bushland skills classes to educate modern students with primitive survival training. I love this. Students will need to bring a sharp knife. A folding pocket knife is good, but a fixed blade is better. Please ensure your blade is at least 3.125 inches in length. Anything that involves kids and pocket knives has got to be good. But the registration deadline is today. They've got some more things coming up down at the Haygood Mill and Pickens, and I'll get those on a later calendar of events. You know, the South Carolina State Fair is going on this week. The Upper South Carolina State Fair starts the 21st, 3rd, and runs through November the 2nd. Oh, wow. Lots of things going on. Elephant encounters, magic shows, Globe of Death. I'm assuming that's the guys in the motorcycles that ride around that little cage or whatever. A circus. Then they've got the Ken Treadway Rodeo. It's going to be Friday the 24th and Sunday the 26th, both at 7 o'clock. So fair is your thing. Here's another one that's coming to the upstate. Got a couple of DU banquets here. On Thursday, October 23rd, the York County DU Banquet, held at the DU Barn, which is probably a really cool place from the name, 6 to 9:30, Thursday, October 23rd, ticket prices $50, $80 for a couple. You can go online or you can call Adam Shoemate at 803-417-0477. Quality Deer Management, their Mid-Carolina branch is having their banquet. October 23rd, 2014, 6 o'clock, the Newberry National Guard Armory, Newberry, South Carolina. Doors open at 6. Tickets, $50 single, 75 couple, 250 sponsor, 500 table. And if you're a youth, $35. Got Friends of the NRA Banquet, Thursday, October 23rd. Wow, that's a busy day for the people around South Carolina. This one's in Georgetown, South Carolina. It's a Swamp Fox Friends of the NRA. You can go to the NRA website and pick up more. Got another one. Well, let's see. Yeah, there's the music. I'll hang on to these two because they kind of go together. Anyway, if you're going to be in Georgetown, NRA banquet. Got a couple of more banquets coming up. I'll get to them on the other side. Hang on. We'll be back. All I wanted to get these two together because if you want to go to Anderson on Friday, October 24th, or Saturday the 25th, you got some food you can eat. The Anderson University Ducks Unlimited Alumni Weekend Oyster Roast is going to be on the 24th of October, Friday, from 6 to 8:30. I like a good oyster roast, and the oysters are in season now. That's down at the Anderson University Athletic Pavilion. And that same day, 24th? Yep, 24th. Same day, and then Saturday, you've got a South Carolina Barbecue Association cook-off down at Anderson University at the Anderson University Athletic Campus. I hope that's not a misprint. I think it's good. They would have it if it would be a problem. Give me just a second here. I've got somebody trying to call in and they're having problems calling in. He says the line's busy, Dave. Okay. We'll try again here. I hope he can get through, because you've got to talk to this young lady and her dad. They are so cool. Anyway, we'll continue on with a few more things on the calendar events here. Coastal Expeditions. It's a company down in Charleston that does tours and that sort of thing. Well, they're having a Blackwater Expedition on the Edisto River, which is really neat. They say here it's the Rice Plantation and Wildflowers in the South Carolina Ace Basin Tour. And it's going to be Saturday, October 25th. So this Saturday, 10:30 to 4:30, you meet at Penny Creek Landing. There are some costs associated with it. But you know, a kayak tour in the Ace Basin has just got to be fun. That Blackwater, it's tidal. They're going to run it with the tide. So you're not fighting the tide going in and fighting it coming back out. You're going to go in with the tides in the rice fields, come out with the tides. So you might want to check that out. That is, the Coastal Expeditions out of Charleston. It also says in here that, right now is the time in the old rice impoundments to look at the fall wildflowers. I have a friend and his wife who actually have a photography company in Charleston, and they say the wildflowers are absolutely beautiful right now. So, and then birding, you know, we're in the raptors are migrating through and all. So they, good chance you can see the raptors like eagles and hawks. They say in here, migratory waterfowl. I'm sure there's a few ducks down there, maybe some teal left over, some wood ducks for certain. But, you know, that would be a fun one to go. And I think we've got our callers on the line now. Oh, we don't. It says they're ringing, but there's nothing there. We're having phone problems today. So we'll keep running with the calendar events. We don't know what's going on with the phone system. Okay. Well, going on, I'll let Dave mess with that. October 25th and 26th, you got an Anderson gun show at the Anderson Civic Center. Mike Kent, your contact. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Oh, and remember when you go to these gun shows, that, you know, the square, we did a story on the square the other day that, it's the square is not taking, payments for guns at gun shows anymore. So my advice to you is if you're going to go to a gun show, make sure you take cash, or hopefully somebody's got a reader, but, the square thing is kind of out now. So anyway, I'm getting a message here. It's ringing, but no answer. Still busy. We don't know what's going on with our phone lines today. If you're down in Clemson and Anderson, we talked about the Denver Downs Corn Maze. They're having a Civil War Living History and Reenactment weekend, October 26th and 27th, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday 1 to 6. You can have walkthrough encampments of artillery, infantry, and cavalry units. Talk with the reenactors. See the cannons firing. Watch the cavalry horses and units drill. There'll be a skirmish between Union soldiers and the Confederate forces defending the farm. You could have fun with that one. So Again, Saturday, 10 o'clock, presentation in colors. You've got the historic flag presentation, 11, dinner, 1 p.m. unit drills, cannons firing, skirmishes between the Yankees and Confederates at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, historic flag presentation, 5 o'clock, cavalry, artillery, and infantry units drill, cannons firing again. Sunday, 9 o'clock, you have a church service. Old Welcome Baptist Church across Crimson Boulevard, Highway 76 from the farm. Living History Camp, open to walk through and talk with reenactors from 1 to 4 on Sunday afternoon, and another skirmish between the Confederates and the Yankees. That's down at Denver Downs, and they've got a busy thing going on this year, so it's a really good thing our phone server just died. So we're probably not going to have the call-ins today that I was hoping for. We'll see what we can do with that. Going on one more in the final. I think this is the final thing on the calendar. The Palmetto Friends of the NRA, Thursday, October 30th, 5:45. That's at Broad River Corporation Building, Gaffney, South Carolina. Jimbo Martin's your contact. Regular tickets, 30. If you want a table for 8, $250. Now, I'm going to have to scramble a little bit. Ooh, on the fly. Let's see. Well, since we're in leaf season, this was a story I got out of the Outdoor Wire here. The U.S. Forest Service Fall Colors 2014 website is seeing red, orange, and yellow. Says this year, the agency's Fall Colors 2014 website features social media tools to help tourists plan trips to witness one of the greatest seasonal changes in the world. I was up in the mountains weekend before last, and it was just starting to get a little bit of color. Not enough to make, really, to make a worthwhile trip way up, unless you were going way up almost to the Tennessee line. But I'm sure with the cold weather we've gotten now that it's coming around. The Forest Service is urging people to get outdoors and spend time in their national forest by enjoying one of the nature's most spectacular seasons. By offering many features to help plan their trip, we hope the Fall Colors 2014 website will get more people outdoors to see the special show of nature. The 2014 website offers a map that shows visitors when trees are peaking in their state. The map is shaded in green, not peaking, to bright red, peaking to brown, past the peak and ready for winter. Another map, and you know, I've been seeing some pictures from people hunting up in the Northeast and all, and their trees are already leafless. So it's coming, and if you've heard the word refrigeration, that's what they're saying this winter is going to be like for us. So they've also incorporated social media this year. The Forest Service is asking visitors to the website to send in their favorite picture of what autumn looks like where they live. The agency will post the best of the best pictures for everyone to see. It's leaf season. I love it. I absolutely love it. In fact, this is one of my favorite times to go up and go trout fishing. I mean, you have to deal with a little bit of, you know, leaves tangling your line and that sort of thing. But, man, it is so much fun up there with the colors and the water. It's one of my favorite times of year to go up there. All right. Moving on. Another story from the new Outdoor Wire. The military get 10% discount on Boat US on water towing and half price membership. If you have a boat and you do not have a towing membership, you need one. Let me just tell you, and my family can attest to this, my friends can attest to this, that you need one. I mean, I've been stuck. I've run out of gas. I ran a battery down one time. And it's just a wise thing to have. Boat US is, I've had both. I've had Sea Tow and Boat US. The reason I switched to Boat US is because Captain Steve Little down in Charleston runs a great operation. He has always been there to sponsor our little fishing tournament. And so I switched over to Boat US, and they've been just as good. There are captains on the inland waterways. It's not just a coastal thing. Lake Hartwell, Lake Jocassee, not Jocassee, Lake Kiwi, Lake Wiley, some of those lakes, they all have the captain's license. So if you're a military guy, 10% discount or unlimited freshwater towing plans for $39, unlimited saltwater for $112. Just a good, it's just like insurance. So if you're like me and mess up, they're ready to call in. Okay. Let me see if I can get them on. Chris, if you're out there,
yes.
Chris, you're there.
I'm here.
Oh, wow. I apologize for this.
No worries.
I do. I hope everybody listening. I hope I did a pretty good job of covering. I was not ready for the phone system to crash. But anyway, this is the segment I wanted everybody to hear. We're talking to Chris, and is Reagan there with you?
Yes, sir.
Well, good afternoon to both of you.
Glad to be here, Roger.
Thank you very much. If you have not seen this video, you need to see it, and we'll get to the video in a minute, but this video has touched off almost a revolution. It's a classic, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about NAS just a little bit, because this is an archery deer hunt video, and my thinking was, wow, you know, this girl is really good, but you've actually had some practice here. So tell us a little bit about how many years you've been shooting NASP, and we've talked on this show before about the National Archery and School Program. So people in the audience know what we're talking about, but tell us a little bit about your NASP history there for me, Reagan.
Okay. Well, I started out in fourth grade, and I had qualified for the state tournament in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
And I shot a 277 out of 300, and it made me the first. Come first in the state, the fifth grade girls, and that made me qualify for nationals.
Right.
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
And once I got there, I could tell that it was going to be very nerve-wracking.
Your dad said you had some problems.
Yeah, I was just overwhelmed of how many kids were there. I mean, it just really got to me really hard. And
right.
So my nerves really got me. But I shot a 271 out of a 300.
Okay.
Which was good enough to place me in 49th. But since I won the state tournament in Richmond, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
That already means that I qualified for the world competition in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so when we got there, I felt way, way better because there wasn't that many kids there.
Right.
It felt really relaxing, and
okay.
I shot really way better. I shot a
you did
280
uh-huh
out of a 300,
right,
and placed eighth in the world for fifth grade girls and 89th of all the girls there.
Let me tell you what, that's impressive, because we got about 10 seconds here. We're gonna have to hold you over to the next thing, but my daughter shot the NASP summer program, and that's not an easy thing to do, and you shooting that, just incredible. Look, I apologize for last hour. Can y'all hold over until the next segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, I apologize. Hang on with me. We'll get back. We're talking to Chris and Reagan from Virginia. See you on the other side. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Dave came in during the break and said, you know, in 12 years of doing this, I have never had a call system crash like that. So we apologize for the technical difficulties here. I want to welcome Chris and Reagan back to the show with me, and I want to apologize to you guys for any problem and the confusion, kind of the stilted entry that I gave you. But I wanted everybody to know a little bit of the background here. Chris, you took your daughter Reagan deer hunting, filmed a video. That video made it to YouTube, went kind of viral. Then it started a movement on the internet through Facebook, and now it's culminated into a website. And when we left the last segment, we were talking to Reagan a little bit about the National Archery and School Program that, you know, to finish first in the state of Virginia in the fifth grade girls, and then to go to nationals, go to worlds, eighth in the world, fifth grade girls. That's pretty doggone impressive. And I want you,
I'm very, 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 very blessed that she has such a will, and I don't have to make her pick this bottle up. She just does it. She's so addicted to this.
Is that? Do you reckon that's because? And when we talked Sunday, you were saying that you've been shooting a bow for 25 years. Do you think that has anything to do with it at all?
It's a very good possibility. She's always been outside and seen me shoot, and I'm sure it did have quite a bit of an impact on her. She can look at me and tell that I really enjoy it, and I think she really wanted to, you know, pick it up and feel the love that I feel for archery and hunting. And the NAS program really, really did kick this into high gear for her.
And when she moved up in grades, you were telling me that there was not a NAS program as she moved up into middle school. So what did y'all do to get that program started as she moved
up? Well, not every school has this program, and, you know, it's growing. It grows every year. It gets bigger and bigger. But at the time, only a couple of elementary schools in our district offered this program. And I'm sitting there thinking, why would you teach a young kid the love for archery, the competition, everything about the sport, and then all of a sudden they move up one grade level and you just yank it away from them? It wasn't fair to the kids. And so we did some asking around and found out exactly who to contact. It turns out we got a direct email for the director of academics in our county, and
okay.
My wife sat down and typed up a really good letter for them, and boom, like 2 days later we got a response. And they agreed. They said, you know, we definitely need to keep these kids moving in the sport. You know, as of right now, our high school does not have this, but we got 3 years to worry about it. But we're going to push for it now. So by the time these kids are in high school, they're going to be amazing.
They are, especially if they're doing that well already. Okay, well, we've got the background in the archery in school program. We've got a dad who's been shooting a bow for 25 years, and we're coming up.
With that, let me add that she's already a better shot than me.
Well,
embarrassing to say, but true.
Let me tell you what. I have talked to a lot of folks. In fact, the sergeant in charge of our National Archery and School program is going to be on just a little bit later in the show to talk about the Sporting Clays program we've got. And mm-hmm. He will tell you in a heartbeat that the girls are much better shots than the boys. And I think it's just a fact that they don't come in with this robust, I know it all type attitude. They listen more to the instructor. They just seem to pick it up quicker, and they're better at it because they repetition the form they carry through and all. They just seem to do better than the boys do it with this stuff.
They don't quite have the strength, but they have more focus, I believe.
Yeah.
They make up for it with extreme focus.
All right, Miss Reagan, I want to talk to you for a few minutes.
Okay.
This video is just great. I was in Charleston at a friend's house. And we'd been up to the Francis Marion archery hunt for just a few, an hour and a half or so, more fighting mosquitoes than hunting deer. And he came back and he said, oh, man, you got to watch this video. And I watched this video, and it sucked me in. It's hard to explain. So what I've got here is I've got a little clip of that video that I want you to listen to, and then I just want you to take it from there, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, take it away with us. What was that like?
That was just the moment of my life that everything just came down to that one shot, and it felt amazing. The adrenaline and everything, it just made me, like, pumped up, and I, like, never stop hunting, because it's, like, really, it's a challenge, but it's something that keeps me focused and everything. But that video made me hooked for life, and my dad also for helping, but, oh my God, it's just, it's just really,
you know, you were so calm and cool, and the video's out there on YouTube, so people listening, preferably after the show or now, they can pull it up and look at them. If you pull up Chris Bryan, first archery deer hunt, it's about the third one down. You are so calm because you're sitting there and the view is you don't see the deer. You've got your shooting lane in front of you and your dad's back there saying, okay, I think it's going to be 25, 30 yards. And you are just calm. That bow is not wiggling at all. The deer comes in, you release, but boy, after you release, it was just great. It almost took me back to when I shot my first deer, how excited I was, how you start sweating, you're shaking and all that. And your dad, it sounded like your dad was having the same reaction you were having.
Yes, sir. We were both so nervous, but I knew that if I wanted this deer, then I had to keep my cool and make a good shot.
Now, bad news is we didn't get the deer, right?
We did not find my deer.
But this was your first hunt, your first shot you took. Nobody's going to fault you for trying your best. And the practice you had, everybody's had that buck fever. We've all been through it. Just a little bit back. Now, you were back at it a week later.
Yes, sir, I was.
And tell us what happened a week later on your second deer hunt.
The week later, we went hunting on Sunday, I believe, in the morning. And we had no luck at all.
Okay.
But we did not want to give up for that day because we were feeling really, really positive about that day.
Okay.
So we came back in the afternoon and we heard something walking, which is really awesome to know that something is walking. But
and that it's not a squirrel, right?
It wasn't a squirrel. We knew we knew it wasn't a squirrel. But so we hear whatever it was walking, and we saw it circle up behind our tree stand.
Okay.
And so I looked through this opening and turned back and looked at it again, and I saw that it was right there about 33 yards away. And I had the most clearest and most perfect shot at that deer that I could get. And once I saw him clearly, we noticed that it was a buck. We didn't know how many points it had yet.
Right.
But I still was nervous, but after shooting my first deer, I knew that if I wanted to find this one, then I have to put it where it needs to be, and I have to get everything right. So I stayed calm. I have to admit, I was very, very nervous in that shot too.
Yeah.
So I pulled my bow back and I shot it. And we couldn't tell where the arrow went because a few limbs were in the way, but that's okay. So the deer ran away. And so we waited about an hour, like really excited.
Right.
Could not wait to get out of the tree. So when we finally got out the tree, we went to the spot where I shot my deer, and we found blood immediately.
Okay.
So we tracked blood for maybe 50 yards, and then we found it. It was like we found it laying next to a branch, and we saw where I'd shot it and everything, and I was so pumped and so excited. I was like shaking, like I wanted to cry because it was so amazing.
It's a real emotional journey that you go through when you shoot your first deer.
It is so much.
And for people that are listening, this young lady is 11 years old, and you've got that kind of composure at 11. That much excitement that you can get and infect other people with. Your dad had it. I think most people that watch that video will have it. I'm impressed. 33 yards. I am limiting myself to about 20 yards this year. I just got a bow in August, and I tell you, I wouldn't trust myself to shoot 21 yards. So I'm impressed, with a shot like that. It was a 6-point. You got that one. Congratulations. And you're a bow hunter, deer hunter for life, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. I am never going to stop because it's just amazing.
It's fun. And these are memories that y'all have made for the rest of your life together. And that's an important thing. That's the most important part of it is you're just spending time with each other.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the air. I appreciate it. I'm sorry for the way the phones have acted today, but I appreciate you being on the air. I'd love to keep in touch with you and keep posting those videos.
Sounds perfect. We can't wait. We'll be back in the woods tomorrow morning. Hopefully we'll get another opportunity to get something on video.
Well, be careful, and I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Keep time.
Okay. Bye-bye. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Last segment, if you weren't listening, we had a phone crash. Brought them back. You were listening to Chris and Reagan, Brian from Virginia. The YouTube, if you go to YouTube, you search Chris Bryan, First Archery Deer Hunt, you'll come up to it. You see this girl's face. She's got some black paint on her face from where she had it on her fingers and just raked it down her face. Look at that video. It's 2 minutes long. That video was posted on an Archery Talk website up in the Northeast. A guy up in New York State, I believe, was where Chris is based. Saw it, asked Brian if he could share it, shared it on Facebook, and his description was parenting done right. And he said, you know, this would be a great group. So he started a group called Parenting Done Right Outdoors. He said, when I went to bed, I had 400 members. Next morning, I had almost 5,000 members. 2.5 weeks later, there are 11,000 members in the group. It is wall-to-wall parents sharing time with their kids outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, shooting archery together, shooting guns together. There's some sports clips that have been put in there, pictures. And they actually have a website now, parentingdoneroutdoors.com. Have forums, classifieds. They're getting rolling with trips they're giving away to kids. I know there's a pheasant hunt up there. There's a bear hunt in Canada. All from one little video. And just think of the memories that father and son, that father and daughter have for the rest of their lives. And they've shared it with a lot of us, taking a lot of us back to our first deer hunts and how it is. It's an emotional experience when you go deer hunting. It really is. And it should be. It should be a reflective, responsible reaction to it. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that clip. I know it was a little busted up. Go to Parenting Done Right Outdoors. It's on Facebook. It's on the web. If you're a parent with a kid and you do these things together, ask to join the group. It's a support group for all of us out here who, in our view, as we came up hunting and fishing and being outdoors, we're doing it right. And here in the next year or so, I hope to have a video of my own with another 11-year-old girl, and it won't be with a bow, but maybe she'll have her own deer story to tell. All right. As I said before, when they were there, we've got Ryan Bass on the phone from the Department of Natural Resources. Ryan, I appreciate you rescheduling a little bit and joining us a little later in the program.
No problem. That was a great segment. Good to hear.
It is good to hear, and it's good to see that there's so many people out there who think like a lot of the rest of us think.
Well, and it's so unique that, you know, what we're seeing is that transition from the NAS program into the hunting world, and that's a lot of what we want to do. And it's ironic that I did that last week. We gave away 4 bow hunts at our state tournament last year.
Right.
And we just held that hunt last week. I took kids from the NAS program on a bow hunt last week. Now, unfortunately, they did not, we didn't harvest anything, but, kids had a great time. We got them into a deer stand and, had made that crossover from target sports into the hunting world.
That is great. You've got to love that they learn in a controlled setting, a competitive setting, but they learn the basics, learn how to do it right. And then you move them over into the actual hunt itself. National Archer School Program is a great one. And we've got another great program that y'all are starting up in the state. In fact, I fished yesterday with PJ Perea from the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Right.
And I thought I was telling him something. And he said, oh, no. We're in with the DNR on this from the get-go, and you're actually going to use the new facility they're building at the Edgefield headquarters for the sporting clays next year. So tell us, we have a Scholastic Clay Target Sports that is going to be in the schools coming to you soon. Tell us about it.
Well, what we want to do is follow the success that we've had using the Scholastic approach in schools with the archery program. And, you know, the big barrier that we know many kids would have to the shooting sports is cost.
Right.
And there are many people out there that are offering youth shooting, from the South Carolina Youth Shooting Foundation, 4-H Shooting Sports, SCTP. There's a lot of groups out there that provide great opportunities for kids. But it is cost and time management of being able to do it. So what we want to do is break that barrier. So what we're going to do is, we're in no competition with anybody. We're going to hold one event, one very big event,
okay.
April 18th of 2015. And we are in partnership with Turkey Federation to do this. And we're going to hold one called, it's going to be our first annual Youth Sporting Clay Open.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is, it's going to be open to club teams and school teams. And what we want to do is get schools involved. I like to create school shooting teams. And when we first started talking about this several months ago, we thought, you know, it'd be neat if we think we could get 10 schools on board, we'd be doing pretty good.
Okay.
And we launched this program October 1st, and I can tell you we have already exceeded our goal of 10 teams.
Wow.
10 new school teams. So the school administration is on board with it.
Okay.
So we're pushing forward with it, and it's looking good. And, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to reduce that cost. So if I have a school comes to me and goes, hey, we really like the idea, how do we get involved? We will get them in our program. We're going to pay for everything. We're going to pay for a coach's training. We're going to pay for the kids to go practice. And then when it comes to our event in April, they're going to shoot for free. We're going to provide the ammo at that event for every kid to shoot, whether they're a school team or a club team. And then when we do our divisions, we're going to separate the school teams from the club teams. And that's important, because a lot of times when we have some public schools already shooting,
right,
on some other platforms, but they're shooting against club teams.
Okay.
So we're going to separate that so that schools compete against schools and clubs against clubs. And they seem to like that. So we're going to separate those. And then for graduating seniors, it's going to be a big, big deal, because we've got quite a few scholarships for college that we're going to be giving away at our event. And so it's going to be the program's looking good. It's a lot of support, a lot of sponsorship going in with it, and we're looking forward to it.
That's just great. I mean, growing up bird hunting, you have a connection with a shotgun that you have your whole life, and a shotgun event to me, sporting clays, trap, whatever, to a dove field, to a quail hunt. If I have to pick a favorite, it's a shotgun. And the picture you've got on the, if you go to the DNR webpage and you pull up, it's got an over and under, and it's breached. There are two hulls flying up top and the smoke coming out the barrel. And I look at that and I go, I want to go do this.
I love that picture.
Is that not a great picture?
When I built that web page, I found that picture. I said, that's it. That's
the picture.
I love that picture.
And this is open to public school, private school, homeschool groups.
Exactly. As long as they are South Carolina resident.
Okay.
If it is a public school, private school, or a homeschool that has a homeschool association in South Carolina.
Right.
It is open to them. They can contact me. I'll give them all the information they need to start a new school team, and we'll get them set up to do so.
What kind of training is involved for the team leaders?
The coach has to have either the 4-H shooting sports one day, like I said, day and a half coaches training, or the South Carolina Youth Shooting Foundation one day training. So they have to have either one. We have an agreement set up with the 4-H to where we're going to pay for that training.
Wow.
And then once that coach is going through that training, We have worked with gun clubs across the state to where we're going to give that coach vouchers so
okay.
he can take his kids to a gun club in South Carolina and practice up to 3 times for 100 rounds of sporting clays for free.
Wow.
That way we know that when they get to our event, they're going to understand how a sporting clay range runs. They're
right.
going to understand scoring, and they've had some practice.
Right.
That's sporting.
And if a school or somebody wants to start this program, how do they get a hold of you?
Several different ways. They can go to our website that you mentioned. They can go to dnr.sc.gov, and they can find me there. I'll throw my information out there. That I don't. That's fine. My email and phone number is everywhere nowadays.
It is everywhere.
So
your name is plastered all over DNR.
I know it. So, and I'm perfectly fine with that. So if somebody wants to contact me, feel free to contact me.
Okay.
My email is bassr@dnr.sc.gov, and they can email me. And I can give them all the information they need to get involved in the program.
Well, that is great. And look, I will make plans right now to be there at that
awesome.
Shoot next year.
That is good news.
And I will be in touch with you. I was going to try to get a little archery in school program update, but I really don't have time. Can I bring you back on and you can, cause I talked to, I talked to Captain McCullough and he said they're tearing down some buildings down at the fairgrounds and y'all have to move that shoot.
We lost our facility, but, we have moved forward and, we got a lot of new things going on this year, and some of which was kind of announced a little bit this past week, and more to come. So, yeah, get back with me, and let's get back on, and we'll do a whole NASDAQ.
All right, Ron. I appreciate your being here on Saturday. I appreciate your rearranging your schedule to make up for our little problem here, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, talk to you later. Well, you can't ask for any more than that. Shotgun sports program that doesn't cost you anything. So, if you're a high schooler out there, public, private, homeschool, and actually it's not just high school. We have, you've got divisions that start in sixth grade. Middle school, 6th to 8th. That's intermediate, 6th through 8th. Junior varsity, 9 and 10. And senior varsity, 11 and 12. And I understand the facility that the Wild Turkey Federation is building down there is going to be state of the art. I will actually, DNR is going to have a youth deer clinic in Edgefield on November the 4th. I am going to be there and I'm going to tour that facility and I will give you a report when I get back as to how things are going. I actually had a lot of fun fishing with PJ yesterday. He works for the National Wild Turkey Federation. A lot of things going on there. Some of the things I thought I was telling him, he was like part of from the beginning. So I felt kind of out of the loop there for a little bit. Oh, wow. So much I didn't get to. I apologize for everything, but you know, it's time for Chuck Norris and Chuck Norris waits for nobody. So NASA is looking to go to Mars. You know, they're looking for a mission. Well, Chuck Norris has already been to Mars. That's why there are no signs of life. Got to laugh after a show like today. It's been an interesting one. Next week, I will get to some of the things that I had on for today. We'll also be talking to Dr. John Kilgo about coyotes here in South Carolina. John is a biologist with the USDA Southern Research Station at the Savannah River site down in Aiken. He just wrapped up essentially 2 3-year programs starting back in 2006. About fawn recruitment and the effect of coyotes on our South Carolina deer population. You will not want to miss this segment because it will probably change the way you hunt this season. I've got stuff left over from this one to fill in the rest. Maybe you want to talk about something. You can send me ideas at roger@woodsandwatersc.com. I'm actually going to be smoking a whole pig next week, which is going to be really neat. I'll tell you more about that. Post some pictures up. There's James. So that means that another Saturday on Woods and Water is over. What are you doing outside? The weather is perfect. Fix a picnic lunch. Pack the kids. Don't forget to take care of the dog before you leave. Get outside. Be careful. Travel the back roads when you can. Don't forget the camera. I'll see you next Saturday. In my mind.